And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And Nahor lived 29 years, and begat Terah. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy 2 daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. The length of one curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have 1 measure. And thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side southward. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under 1 board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side there shall be 20 boards. And the 20 pillars thereof and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework. And their pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. This they shall give, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, 1/2 shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, a shekel is 20 gerahs, and 1/2 shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under 1 board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards. Their pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the north side the hangings were 100 cubits, their pillars were 20, and their sockets of brass 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And the hanging for the gate of the court was needlework, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. All the gold that was occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. A bekah for every man, that is, 1/2 shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,000 and 550 men. And thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be from 5 years old even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And all thy estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the 2nd month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward by their polls. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel, by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 20,000. And all the firstborn males, by the number of names from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,213. Thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, after the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 24 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after that it was anointed. This is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, and those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem according to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upwards, as the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Aen, and Rimmon, all the cities, are 29 with their villages. Ammah also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east. For there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And he judged Israel 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shamir. And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he smote them from Aroer even until thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol, in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah, and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plough. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 700 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. And David hoofed all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 400 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Hadadezer king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Thou, therefore, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. And thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob, and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah 1,000 men, and of Ishtob 12,000 men. Where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days, 10 fat oxen, and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, beside harts, and roebucks, and fallow deer, and fatted fowl. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil. Thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and so covered the altar which was of cedar. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto the Lord 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these, which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers. And Nadab his son reigned in his stead. In the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah began Baasha the son of Ahijah to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah began Elah the son of Baasha to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. In the 27th year of Asa king of Judah did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city, and there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled, and came into the city into an inner chamber. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people, that they may eat. 22 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel and Samaria was 28 years. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. In the 27th year of Jeroboam king of Israel began Azariah son of Amaziah king of Judah to reign. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 20 years. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Ammon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshillemeth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotaba. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And Sega begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And the sons of Tola, Uzzi, and Rephiah, and Jeriel, and Jemai, and Jibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house, to wit, of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David 22,600. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Uzzi, and Uzziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And the number of them after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes, and the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle, was 26,000 men. And Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel, the chief, and his brethren, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah, the chief, and his brethren, 220. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also hoofed all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then were at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashobeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, and Ahohite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah his son after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhath the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ara, the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helaz the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbekai the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Meherai, the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 20,400. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 20,400. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. And behold, I will give to thy servants, the hewers that cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length of my cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. And the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the height was 120. And he overlaid it within with pure gold. And he made the most holy house, the length whereof was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof, 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the wings of the cherubims were 20 cubits long. One wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house. And the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubims spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. Moreover, he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length thereof, and 20 cubits the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits the height thereof. So the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, and she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And Rehoboam loved Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives, and 60 concubines, and begat 28 sons, and 60 daughters. But Abijah waxed mighty, and married 14 wives, and begat 22 sons, and 16 daughters. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men able to go forth to war that could handle spear and shield. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father. For Pekah the son of Remaliah slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, which were all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Both to the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers, and the Levites from 20 years old and upward in their charges by their courses. Ammon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 9 and 20 knives, the children of Bebai, 623, the children of Azgad, 1,222, the children of Bezai, 323, the children of Hashem, 223, the children of Bethlehem, 123, the men of Anathoth, 128, the children of Ramah and Geba, 621, the men of Michmash, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 223, the children of Harim, 320, the children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, the singers, the children of Asaph, 128, their camels, 435, their asses, 6,720. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. And of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And Hashabiah, and with him Jehiah of the sons of Merari, his brethren, and their sons 20. Also the Nethinims, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims. All of them were expressed by name. Also 20 basins of gold of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. The children of Bebai, 628. The children of Azgad, 2,322. The children of Hashem, 328. The children of Bezai, 324. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Their camels, 435. 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,200 pound of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,000 pound of silver, and 67 priests' garments. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And after him, Gabai, Salai, 928. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Melchiah, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, then were the king's scribes called at that time in the 3rd month, that is, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth to confirm. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive. In the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. And they worshipped the sun toward the east. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. He measured then the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. And the little chambers thereof were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. And the posts thereof and the arches thereof were after the measure of the first gate. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 50 cubits broad. And the arches round about were 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And the little chambers thereof, and the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, were according to these measures. And there were windows therein, and in the arches thereof round about. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. The little chambers thereof, the posts thereof, and the arches thereof, and the windows to it round about. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the breadth 11 cubits, and he brought me by the steps whereby they went up to it. And there were pillars by the posts, one on this side and another on that side. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. So he measured the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits before the temple. And he said unto me, This is the most holy place. And between the chambers was the wideness of 20 cubits round about the house on every side, over against the 20 cubits which were for the inner court, and over against the pavement which was for the outer court, was gallery against gallery in 3 stories. Moreover, when ye shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, ye shall offer an oblation unto the Lord, and holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 reeds, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. And of this measure shalt thou measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the sanctuary and the most holy place. And the 25,000 of length and the 10,000 of breadth shall also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves, for a possession for 20 chambers. And ye shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad, and 25,000 long, over against the oblation of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And the shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels shall be your meni. And by the border of Judah, from the east side unto the west side, shall be the offering which ye shall offer, of 25,000 reeds in breadth, and in length as one of the other parts, from the east side unto the west side. And the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that ye shall offer unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length, and of 10,000 in breadth. And for them, even for the priests, shall be this holy oblation. Toward the north 25,000 in length, and toward the west 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. And over against the border of the priests, the Levites, shall have 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000. And the 5,000 that are left in the breadth over against the 25,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for dwelling, and for suburbs. And the city shall be in the midst thereof. All the oblation shall be 25,000 by 25,000. Ye shall offer the holy oblation foursquare with the possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince, on the one side and on the other of the holy oblation, and of the possession of the city over against the 25,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and westward over against the 25,000 toward the west border, over against the portions for the prince. And it shall be the holy oblation, and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the midst thereof. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Since those days were when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they were afraid. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And the 4 beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia.